Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 73. Something is better around the corner. It can be disheartening when you put so much effort in only not to get the results that you were hoping for. Country singer Garth Brooks has a song called Unanswered Prayers. This song reminds me that there are reasons why things do not sometimes turn out the way we want them to. He talks about how some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. You can substitute the universe or whatever you believe in. Sometimes we do not always understand why things occur the way they do, but we have to trust that there is something better around the corner. Just because something you were hoping for, like the big deal or the promotion, did not become a reality, does not mean that you will not get the big deal or get the promotion or get to the next level. It means that this door or this opportunity was not meant for you. You cannot force things to happen. When disappointments or obstacles occur, you have a choice to either react or respond. And instead of staying in the space of negativity, you can reframe and shift your thinking. Think about a time when no matter what your efforts were, you did not get the results that you wanted. Did you think of something? How long did you dwell on that thought? Are you still holding on to it? I hope not. You need to realize by taking action, you are demonstrating a quality that few people are willing to do, and that's take action. It takes courage to take action toward your goal or dream. I don't want you to forget that. The actions you take are getting you set up for success. It is easy to be devastated and stay in the space of negativity rather than stopping your thoughts and saying, hey there, I need to ask us some questions so I can learn from this, so I can improve or take different actions. You can spend your time wallowing, or you can make a renewed commitment to taking a new action to get a different result. Do you need to take a course, interview someone, or experiment with the instructions? Start taking action. Actions create momentum, which carries you forward to the next action. Even if you fail 2 to 3 times, it can take one breakthrough, just one, to propel you further than if you would have stopped putting in the effort. People often give up when they're so close to achievement because they get caught up in the self-doubt and the worry that it'll never work out. They think about the embarrassment. What will people think of me? Again, I want to stress that you are further ahead than most people, as most people are not willing to take the risk needed to get the results they need to. You are courageous. There may also be times when you may not have taken action because your need for approval or acceptance of others. Someone might have said something to you to discourage you based on their own beliefs and willingness to take risks. You didn't do anything because you wanted everyone to like you. You need to have trust and faith in your capability and your ability to make things become a reality. Give yourself credit for how far you have come so far. You are not the same person you were a year ago. There are more good things in your future. They're not reserved for the affluent. Don't get sidetracked by the comparison trap and discounting the knowledge, skills, and abilities that you have. Instead of being jealous, appreciate and recognize the person you're comparing yourself to. Jealousy is a non-productive emotion. What can you learn about this person's success that you may be able to emulate in your own way? Take a moment or two to acknowledge and accept yourself for what you have to offer. Don't fall into the negative spiral of emotion, for everything in life is a temporary state, whether it be positive or negative. You will always have the choice of what you will choose, even if it didn't work out as planned. Learn and grow from it and put it into perspective. Something is better around the corner. Something is better suited at the right time and at the right place is coming your way. Stay positive and focused with intention, and you can achieve great things. And I just want to stress to you that when I was putting this together, it's always this or something better. And I just wanted to reinforce that something better is coming around the corner for you. I don't want you to wallow and stay in a place of devastation. I want you to take today's message and really thinking about what's going on in your world. What are the results that you're getting? And maybe you're discouraged and you don't know what direction to go. But what I do know is when you stop taking action, you break the momentum. Nothing happens. And when something's already in motion, it can continue in motion. But as soon as you stop, that energy has to start all over again. You have to build up that excitement to know and focus on where you're going. So spend your time focused on the great things that you are accomplishing. It might not be on the time that you want it to, but trust the process. Everything happens as it should be. And you don't know what has to align in another area of someone's life to connect with yours. You have the potential to just do amazing things. And we don't realize what those things are until we're in the midst of it and suddenly you're there. You know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and, you know, Mother Teresa and Princess Diana and all these phenomenal people in our lives had to take action at some point. And they too have had discouragement. They too have not reached everything that they thought they were going to. But something better came along. Know that there are more doors of opportunity awaiting you. If you're in a place that you feel that, you know, the door was shut, find out more, get more information. Don't beat yourself up. Be kind, accept yourself for what you have to offer. Learn and grow and propel yourself forward, because you are here to do amazing things. And it might be that you need more knowledge, might be that you need to bring out some of the skill sets that you have hiding away and refine them. But you are here to make a difference. Every single person has a purpose and a meaning to what they're here to do. So discover what yours is. And don't worry so much about looking at what other people are doing, because they have their own mission. They have their own purpose. And even though your paths may cross, you still have individual purposes of what your mission is to fulfill. And I strongly believe this, whether it be in leadership, whether it be in your business, you know, whether you're an inventor, whatever that might look like for you in your life. It's really about that there is something better that awaits you. Trust the process, detach from the outcome, and go and seize the day. I want to remind you that I'm so excited to share with you that we are pre-launching my book, Let's Be Curious, How to Ask the Right Questions, Get Better Answers So You Can Make the Best Decisions. It's coming out in September. You can grab your copy today by going to www.letsbecurious.ca. I would love for you to join us in our newsletter, The Success Secrets. It comes out every 2 weeks. And just by signing up and putting in your email address, you will get the 10 surefire ways to boost your productivity and performance audio file. And you will be assured that you're not going to miss out on all the great events that are going to be coming up, the webinars and other podcasts and blog posts and things, so that it gets into your inbox and you can have something to help you plan for the week. We'd also love for you to join us on Mastery Mondays on Facebook Live. It's something I've been doing for a few weeks. Really great response where you can really get in the groove for your week. Focus on what you want to do with huge intention and start creating those results in your life that you're longing for. Nothing happens if you don't take action. You can't just wait for someone else to hand it to you. The results come because you have an invested effort in what you want to achieve. I want to thank you again for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we help people become rich from the inside out using principles of leadership, business, and human potential. Go out and be the change you wish to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi said, and make today great. We'd love to see you on the next episode of The Millionaire Woman Show. Take care, everyone.